From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump met Monday with military personnel at Central Command at MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa, Florida, vowing to defeat radical jihadists.
We're up against an enemy that celebrates death and totally worships destruction. You've seen that. ISIS is on a campaign of genocide, committing atrocities across the world. Radical Islamic terrorists are determined to strike our homeland, as they did on 9/11, as they did from Boston to Orlando to San Bernardino, and all across Europe. You've seen what happened in Paris and Nice.
His comments came as UN Chief Antonio Guterres released a report to the Security Council on Islamic State, saying the insurgency is on the defensive but adapting and moving away from conflict areas. Northeastern University terror analyst Max Abrams said he has long held the view the IS group's potency on the world stage would be short-lived.
My main empirical finding over the years is that the kind of violence that Islamic State has been producing is actually counterproductive, certainly in the long term.
The UN report warned the threat of attacks on airports and aircraft remains high, as the IS group encourages supporters to carry out attacks using links to existing local cells. Hundreds of Nigerians took to the streets calling for change in government amid a sputtering economy and the extended absence of President Muhammadu Buhari, who's seeking medical treatment in Britain. Some 500 people took to the streets of Lagos holding signs such as "The unemployed are hungry and angry." The country has slipped into recession with inflation driving prices higher. The country's vice president insists Mr. Buhari is in good health and expected to return soon. This is VOA News. A U.S. federal appeals court will hear testimony Tuesday whether to restore President Donald Trump's temporary travel ban on seven countries that was temporarily halted by a lower court last week. White House spokesman Sean Spicer Monday expressed confidence the ban would be restored.
The law is very clear on this. The president has huge discretion to protect the safety of the American people and our nation's institutions with respect to who can come into this country.
The ban involves a 90-day halt on travel from Iran, Iraq, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen, a 120-day stop of all refugees entering the U.S., and an indefinite hold on Syrian refugees. Dozens of companies have joined the legal brief against the ban, arguing it inflicts harm on U.S. business. The rights group Amnesty International has accused the Syrian government of carrying out mass hangings of prisoners and systematic torture. Lynn Maloof is deputy director for research at Amnesty in Beirut.
Over the course of a year of investigation, with over 80 interviews that were conducted with former detainees, former prison officials, former judges, we were able to establish a process of extermination and mass hangings inside the prison of Sidnaya in Syria.
The rights group said the alleged atrocities involving mostly civilians opposed to the government and disloyal military members took place between 2011 and 2015, involving 13,000 such executions. Embattled French conservative presidential hopeful and former Prime Minister François Fillon Monday vowed to fight on despite a scandal involving taxpayer-funded payments to his wife for work she allegedly never performed. Fillon said, once the truth comes out, people will see the trial he is enduring consists of defamation and false accusations. He insisted his wife's employment as a parliamentary assistant was genuine and legal. Crop-eating caterpillars are threatening Africa's crops and food supplies, affecting millions. Two species of fall armyworm caterpillars have been detected in Ghana. South Africa's agriculture minister said the pests have been identified in that country's northern Limpopo province. The UN Food and Agriculture Organization is calling an emergency meeting next week. The International Monetary Fund has agreed that Greece will need further debt relief, saying its debt load remains unsustainable. It said such relief must come at a price, strong policy aimed at growth and sustainability. The broadcast of American-style professional football's championship game, the Super Bowl Sunday, drew more than 111 million viewers. But that's the smallest audience in 4 years. This history-making Super Bowl pitted the New England Patriots against the Atlanta Falcons and saw New England stage the greatest comeback from a first-half 28-3 deficit to win overtime 34-28. It was the Patriots' unprecedented fifth Super Bowl title. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.